following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi everyone, hello. I'm Jeff, and this is...
I'm Jesse. Mm-hmm.
And you might know Jesse from the hit TV show... No, I'm sorry. From worship on Sundays and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And we have been so blessed to have Jesse and Mel here.
My wife.
With us, his wife. Excited about having them as part of the Refuge family. How long has it been now?
I came here in July, mid-July. So...
Wow.
Six, 7
July,
months.
July, August, September, October, uh-huh. November, December. Wow.
January.
Wow.
Before we know it, it'll be February.
It will be. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, and we're going to talk a little bit about worship. And one of the questions I had for Jesse as we spend our time with worship, as we're talking about worship.
We're talking about it.
We're going to talk about
we're
it.
We're talking.
Is how do you put a song set together? As you're thinking about the weekend, or even on a Wednesday night, what process do you have to put a, what does a worship leader do?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do a lot, and I guess it would depend from body to body and church to church. But something that I've always done when thinking of worship sets, first has been the church and the body, and maybe sometimes the season that we're in, if it's Christmas, if it's Easter, right? Maybe it's a worship night. Lately, we've been dealing just like with a lot of people that are sick, and so it's just very much like, you know, praying for them, and even in the songs that we sing,
yeah,
topically it would go that way.
I felt like this weekend the songs that you chose were great because they were really focused on Jesus, mm-hmm. and turning our eyes to Him and focusing on Him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that plays a huge part into it. When it comes to choosing songs, I would say definitely looking for biblical truths. Nothing that's, you know, funky theology or a little weird. Even something I usually err on the side of just being extra careful. If there's something that I feel like could stumble someone, maybe it doesn't stumble me, but maybe it would stumble somebody else.
Yeah.
Just, you know what, maybe we won't do that one or swap a word out or two. So that's a big part. The team that I have, sometimes we're rocking an acoustic set. Sometimes we have this, you know, amazing big band. We've had choirs before.
So that will help dictate a little bit of the songs you choose, mm-hmm. knowing which song would sound big, mm-hmm. what song is
totally
quieter.
Yeah, and there's so many talented musicians that we have here at Refuge, and so many of them have certain strengths. Right. And so definitely want to like play into that and like have them come and just not only worship, but have fun doing it. And so yeah.
I know there's times, too, where you'll come or I'll come to you and we'll in the early on in the week and you'll ask, what are you teaching on this weekend? Yeah. And so we'll come up. So there and there's sometimes it's crazy how many times Jesse will have picked songs and there's one song that's just like it just hits like yeah. it hits the message. It's like, this is exactly what I would want to say if I was going to write a song about this message that I'm teaching.
Totally.
And he'll usually get, sometimes I'll text him like right as the songs are going on or as I'm about ready to teach, I'll be like, go with that last song
yeah.
like, to close yeah. it off. And it's so good.
Such a God thing. Cause
totally.
Half the time it's totally just not intentional, but it works.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's been amazing. But that's some of what I do throughout the week. We pick sets and, you know, organize bands and just creating community. Really wanted to be friends with the people that I get to serve with and even people yeah. in the body and stuff. So it's so much fun.
One of the cool things that you all don't get to see, but I get a little peek into as I get done teaching, is behind the stage, we have this green room where the musicians will go and pray before the service. They'll meet together there, and they'll sometimes fellowship back there as well. They do get out and talk to people, y'all,
yes.
as well. But they have a lot of great conversations in the green room.
Yeah, it's been so interesting to see. You know, you go back there and it normally starts, hey, did you see the recent sporting event? Have you watched this movie? Have you heard this song? And within 5 minutes, sometimes even less, we're deep into talking about something just spiritual, right?
Yeah.
And it's not even intentional. We'll be talking just about scripture and certain songs and how they spoke to us. You know, if someone's family is sick, or we've had times where there's been someone that served and it's like, hey, I'm going through something really rough with my family. It's like, we'll just stop and pray.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You know, we're there eating our donuts and sipping our coffee. And it's like, well, let's put that down and let's just pray and talk about this. We've talked about just the church in general and like our approach to worship and lots of really, really cool things. And it's been so cool. I attribute that to the team because if it were me, I'd probably talk about the Lakers a little more often than not.
Yeah. And I would say you have a great, we have, you know, here at Refuge, there's a lot of great worship people, not just the talent wise, but also the heart. And so when those people are up there, they're not just musicians, that they're people who love Jesus. Absolutely. And one of the roles that Jesse has is to cultivate those relationships with those people and to find more people, maybe other people who have giftings and the heart to serve and love Jesus through worship and through music. Mm-hmm. And so I think Jesse's doing a great job doing that. Mm-hmm. Here at Refuge. One more thing and then we'll go. Mm-hmm. We're going to start something this year in 2022. We kind of started at the end of 2021, which is Night of Worship. Night of Worship. Yeah. Talk a little bit about Nights of Worship.
That has been sweet to do. I think we've done two or three. We did one at the end of Resonance and we were like, yes, this was awesome.
Yeah.
And we did a Christmas one and then I think we did one for January, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. First Wednesday of every month.
I think the goal and the heart behind that is to take a break and to pause from maybe kind of our regular routine. We can fall as humans, as just believers, into a routine of, well, we go to church and, you know, there's announcements and then there's worship and then there's, you know, more announcements and, you know, then the message. And it's like, hey, let's just strip it back and let's just worship. There's times of prayer. We've had communion. I think we've talked about even having testimonies and just some people come up and share a quick Devo thought.
Yeah.
Definitely a little more of a free night to just pause and say, you know what, Lord, like, we just want to spend some time worshiping and praying. And it's been so sweet. Even us as a worship team, you know, we'll have a time of prayer and we'll turn around and pray as a team.
Yeah.
And I won't say who, but there was a guy that was playing with me and he was like in tears. And I'm like, okay, now I'm going to cry. You know, like, good grief.
You're crying. I'm not crying.
It's been so beautiful. And so definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. Looking forward to how the Lord's going to use that. Again, first Wednesday of every month here at Refuge. Mm-hmm. It is really just that break, like you said, a break to get away from all the things that are going on in life. Kind of and somewhat break from the routine of what we normally do. Definitely. Which is great. Bible study is great, but this is time of like really focused, intense worship and then prayer. Mm-hmm. For each other, pray for what's going on in your life. So I want to encourage you to come to that as well.
Come on out.
And I will just tell you, Jesse's doing a great job here with us, and not just in worship, what happens on the stage, but behind the scenes as well, and nurturing the worship team, but also as part of our staff that we have here at Refuge, that every day we come together and we help to kind of orchestrate things in the church, and Jesse does a great job on that as well. So we're very blessed to have him. Right? Can
having
I get an
fun.
Amen?
Having fun.
Amen. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. See you next week.
See you next week, guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life